Let's get out to the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Try one on the grill. It's better than burgers and brats, and that's where we find our baseball insider. CBSSports.com is the place to find John Heyman. And John, welcome in. Got a big kick out of your conversation with our midday show, Dan McNeil, Matt Spiegel, Friday. I'm driving back from Bears camp, and they wanted to know if you were going to waffle again, if you're going to move back. But you're sticking with the White Sox, and your faith was rewarded this weekend.
Yes, it was. I waffle, but hope not to be noticed. So that's the key to it, I think. And I would like to trade the Edens, too. I think that was a good idea. I've been on the Edens.
Oh, boy.
By Tuohy or Dempster.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Rough. Speaking of Dempster, can you trade him?
Well, it's kind of up to him, I guess. Seems like he really loves the Los Angeles Dodgers, and who wouldn't? Very nice out there, but you know, he's got that right. You know, he's a 10-5 guy, but it does seem like he must have given some signal to the Cubs that he'd be willing to go to the Braves too, because they wouldn't have gotten that far down where they'd agreed to players and been ready to go if he hadn't signaled to them that, yeah, he would consider the Braves. But,
yeah,
you know, maybe he considered them and he said, you know what, I've considered them, I don't want them, I don't know.
Yeah, I think his signal was he said, I'd be willing to go to the Braves, and then he changed his mind. But
yeah,
I guess,
that would be the signal.
I guess, but
Theo's upset about it, and rightfully so.
Yeah, that's the way, that's what I would say happened, but, you know, I'm not part of their conversation. I have to assume, though, Theo's not going to be dealing with the Braves under those circumstances, thinking that Dempster's not going to go. So I'm assuming that he had signaled that he'd want to go, and then he didn't go. I think everybody was shocked that he turned them down. But, you know, I mean, there's still a day and a half to go. He still has time to change his mind. The Braves haven't got another pitcher. I know they've moved on. But, you know, if they have no other pitcher, he could change his mind, and maybe they'll take him.
John, looking at some of the teams who have been reluctant, at least up to now, to admit that they don't have a chance this year, some of those teams, I think, are starting to accept their fate. You've got to believe Philadelphia is one of them. I mean, they're 12.5 out of a wild card. Are they going to wake up today and start taking some of the calls? I'm sure teams have been calling. I don't know how realistically they've been talking to people so far, though.
Yeah, they're definitely talking to people about certain players, Victorino, Wigginton, Blanton, Pierre, not their stars yet. I do think they're going to hold on to Cliff Lee at least through the year. Some of their players are paid so much they could clear waivers, so they could keep talking into August. That's probably true of Wigginton, and it's probably true of Cliff Lee as well. But I think they'll hold Lee for now. Pence, they've given mixed signals on. They've told some people he's not available, but his name seems to be out there. There are teams looking at him, the Giants included, although the Giants person denied to me that there's a deal in place for Pence. I think there was a report in San Francisco, a TV station, saying deal in place pending ownership approval. The Giants are looking hard for an outfielder, so I'm sure they're talking about it. But yeah, the Phillies are going to trade those type players. I'm not sure they're trading Lee or Pence, but Victorino, being a free agent after the year, I think that he will go. They're realistically not in it, but they're much more reluctant than other teams because they have that sellout streak. They've invested $170 million into this team, so you know, they're not liking to be a seller. They don't want to do it.
Boston wins two games, and suddenly everything's okay again. Now they're four games out of a wild card. Are they going to be?
You have Josh Beckett on the market now, and he said, "Well, if you're not wanted, maybe you'd okay a deal." But you know, here's Mr. Frat Boy, who's maybe worn out his welcome there, John. And in the clubhouse, the great debate, philosophical debate, what came first, the chicken or the beer? I'm not sure.
Very
but,
good. I like that.
Are they going to be sellers, or they think they can make a run at this thing?
Yeah, I don't think they're sellers. I think they're going to try to make a run at it. Again, they've invested a lot of money. They're doing a lot better than Philly. I understand they're in last place, but Boston is not going to sell. Now, that being said, they might sell Beckett because they have some issues with him at this moment. Beckett's attitude, not the greatest, as we know. Reputation, not the greatest. And you know what? I think they should tell John Lackey to stop coming on the road. He's coming on the road just to hang out with Beckett, from what I can tell. I
mean, that's
nice work if he could get it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the chicken and the beer thing was just last year. I mean, let's be in our better behavior, guys. It's pretty lame. And you know, I think they have to start considering the fact that all these guys, these young guys who are influenced by Beckett, have all gone downhill at some point in the last couple of years, that being Buck Holtz and Lester. I understand pitching is difficult and there are ups and downs, but my personal opinion, I think Beckett's a bad influence and he should go. They need to find someone to take him. And, you know, his quotes to WEI suggested he might consider it if he's not wanted. And I really think Boston should tell him that he's not wanted. You know, sometimes GMs are reluctant to do that, but I think the writing's on the wall there. He should figure it out, too.
What do the White Sox have here in Francisco Liriano? The guy's had a very interesting season, contract year, came out, struggled, bullpen, back, some good, some bad. It didn't cost you a whole lot, and it probably tells you more, John, about John Danks, that he's they're not planning on him coming back.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be a timetable for Danks at this point, so it's a very good move for them. Liriano's got a lot of ability. You know, he's been somewhat up and down, but for a number five starter, it's pretty darn good. And I have to marvel at what the White Sox have done thus far, considering they supposedly have no farm system, and I kind of agree. Everybody thinks that their farm system is one of the weakest in the game. To have come up with Youkilis, Myers, and now Liriano, that's pretty good. They've done more than anybody, and they have less than anybody to give up. And they still seem to be working. I know some teams have talked to them about Floyd. They seem to be, for some reason, in on the league situation. I'm not sure if that's to ship him or somebody else out, because they got plenty of relievers at this point. But seems to be a lot of intrigue around the White Sox still, even with three guys in the fold already.
John, how do you view the job they've done in Milwaukee when you consider the huge trade for Greinke, having to give up Alcides Escobar in the process, and then having Greinke making the playoffs, making the run they wanted to run, obviously not winning at all, but then making this deal now and getting themselves a guy. I don't know if they project him as a shortstop. A lot of people think he's going to be a second baseman, but when you add it all up and consider what Greinke did for them, what do you make of that, and how do you think they did?
You know, I don't blame them for going for it with Greinke, and they made the playoffs. They certainly had a shot at winning the World Series last year when they had Fielder. You know, I don't think they got a great haul for Greinke at this point, but, you know, he's a rental without draft choices attached. The rules were changed here after they acquired him, and
sure.
So they were at a little bit of a handicap there in terms of what they could get. Considering that, they probably did okay, but to get a future second baseman, I'm not so sure. And the two pitchers, my understanding is they project to relievers, at least in the eyes of some, so Not a great haul back, but I don't blame them for going for Greinke. At the time, that trade looked very good. I know Kansas City's happy with it now because Escobar is playing well, and they feel Odorizzi has potential. But that did not seem like a lot, considering at that time Washington was talking about giving them, you know, and my memories might be a little bit off on this, but I thought it was Ryan Zimmerman and either Espinoza or Desmond. I mean, it was a lot.
Wow.
It was a lot worse.
That's huge. And I mean,
yeah.
Greinke
wouldn't go. Greinke said he didn't want to go to Washington, and even though he didn't have a 10-5, you know, he didn't want to go. And they wanted to give him a $100 million extension. He didn't want it. So he's turned down $100 million extensions now from two teams. But I don't think he's about the money. As we all know, he's a quirky guy.
What's $100 million? You're not, I'm not about that money.
No. Well, you know, I would take the $100 million because
yeah.
I am about the money. So. I think he's a rare guy who's not all about the money. I think he's picking and choosing which team's going to win and which market's for him. So, you know, he's one out of a million. I understand that. Or one out of $100 million, I should say. But, you know.
Can get back to Dempster for a second. Frank Wren was very vocal about the parameters they put on the deal, and the deadline was 1 o'clock last Tuesday, and it came and went. And he talked about Ryan Dempster's personal issues that may have come into play. Today, Gordon Whitmire in the Sun-Times writing that he and his wife are undergoing a divorce, filed for divorce, and those whispers have been out there. But apparently a lot of Atlanta Braves players were very excited about the idea of Ryan Dempster last weekend. And now, when you've had this thing play out, and they said they moved on, but people still say he could, you know, kind of resurrect that deal. Is that too much to ask? When Ryan Dempster, you know, thumbs down on the Braves, could he be welcomed into that clubhouse?
I would think so. Yes, you know, if he says he'll go, that means he's going, and he's happy to go. At least at that moment, you know, I think his issue right now is in Chicago. I don't know how people are reacting to him there. I'm sure some people were excited about getting Randall Delgado potentially.
The Cub fans are upset with Ryan Dempster. They think that, you know, he hasn't done well by the organization. And a month ago, he said he wouldn't do anything to stand in their way because they've been good to him.
Yeah, and there were word out there. There was word that he would go to the Dodgers, the Braves, and he told Braves players that he would go. So I'm sure that that's what he said to Theo, and I'm sure that's what everybody believed. You know, I mean, I don't like to comment on people's divorces, but, you know, sometimes that does make it difficult, and, you know, it's a very, very bad situation. But it's unfortunate for the Cubs because Delgado is a very good prospect, and now they're dealing with the Dodgers, who have offered two much lesser prospects. I know that the Cubs had tried for Alan Webster, who's probably close to Delgado, and so they aren't going to get him from the Dodgers. The Dodgers don't seem, to me, as enamored with Dempster as Dempster is with them. So, you know, it's a sticky situation. But at this point, you know, I'm not going to say it's one third, but he's got a shot to stay with the Cubs.
Start tomorrow night.
The Dodgers are running out here, too, because, you know, I don't think Shields is going to be traded. And, you know, Johnson was awful yesterday.
Yeah.
There are a lot of red flags on him. And if they're really asking for, I think they're kind of full of baloney, but they're asking for supposedly a Teixeira-like deal for Josh Johnson.
Come on.
Who's got a 4 ERA and he's 6-7, nothing great.
You got to love the Marlins.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? You know, I don't know.
Jeff Lurie and David Sampson, good luck with that whole thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Ozzy, it's worked out well for everyone down there. All right, John, we'll be reading. Very interesting. It's been a hell of a week so far. I can't remember a week we've had that so many deals done to this point, and we're not even at the final hour. So,
nope. Usually all the deals come that last few hours and the last day, certainly. So it should be pretty interesting.
All right. Always a pleasure, John. Thanks
so
much.
Great talking to you guys.
John Heyman, our baseball insider. You check him out at CBSSports.com. We're going to talk Bears with Brad Biggs. Go to Bourbonnais. You got Mully and Ailey on the score.